go Bigfoot. What about Bigfoot?
What about him?
Welcome to another episode of What About Bigfoot. I'm your host, Dude, with always by my side, my co-pilot,
Jay.
And this is the podcast where we talk about conspiracy theories, ancient monsters,
lost cities, ghouls and goblins,
ghosts,
magic,
ooh, mystical arts. And today we're going to talk about one of the classic monsters of all time.
The classics of the classics.
The Chupacabra.
A Chupacabra. A Chupacabra.
You got to say that. You got to do the goat sound for the Oscar. If you don't know, the Chupacabra is a myth from originating from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
The island of Puerto Rico. It translates to goat sucker because the thing likes to suck blood like a vampire.
Out of goats.
Out of goats.
Yeah.
And other farm animals. He eats other farm animals, but mainly...
Not goat specific.
Puerto Rico has a large amount of goats.
Goats.
And... interesting fact, you think you'd be like around a lot, like but the first ever reported quote unquote attack of a chupacabra didn't happen until March of 1995.
Wow.
On the island of Puerto Rico. It said that these things are about three to 4 feet tall, so they're not big at all.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're very violent. Some say they have a lizard like texture.
Oh,
gray.
Wow.
The reports are both, they're all gray. And they hop around like a kangaroo. So, off those back legs. That thing looks scary.
Yeah, that honestly sounds terrifying. Yeah. You know, like, in my head, I thought it was like a Mexican legend.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I always believed that it was a Mexican legend.
I thought it was like a pissed off Mexican Bigfoot.
Yeah. I was always.
I thought it was like a big hairy thing.
I just tell you, it came out from Mexico.
Yeah, not true.
Not true. Originated in Puerto Rico.
Not true.
Not true. Fake news. This is fake news, everybody. He came from Puerto Rico.
I promise we were going to do that again.
I know, but we can't help it. It was too easy.
It was right there, yeah.
Through the law, but I had to dunk it. But, its name came from a comedian, actually, Salvador Perez. He just named it in one of his routines. So technically, it's never been called a chupacabra until 95.
Okay.
Reports of, the first reports of what it looks like, quote-unquote, people don't believe it. Because it's the same time the movie Species came out. Have you ever seen Species?
No.
It's about an alien race.
Okay.
And people were describing it like the movie.
Like exact.
Exactly like the movie.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until about 1999, 2000, people started reporting of the lizard like or
the scaly
kind a dog like creature.
Yeah.
Both always gray.
Okay.
Always, so your chupacabra is gray.
Okay.
So that's just first and foremost.
That's the fact.
That's the fact.
That's the known.
People see it looks dog like, hairless, with a lot of teeth, or lizard like, hops around like a kangaroo with like teeth.
Okay. So like all like the old documentary stuff I used to watch before was like a dog, it was deformed. And it had no hair.
Like some scientists back in 2010 tried to prove the chupacabras don't exist. All they are coyotes with the disease, if I can pronounce it, scarlope. All it does is remove its hair and make it go
like,
crazy.
Like a hard, scaly skin.
Hard, scaly skin. It's used on dogs and coyotes get it.
I'm sure if like those would go crazy, they probably would attack dogs.
I mean
goats. You know what I mean? Yeah, so like those things probably would attack goats.
The skeptics are, they're like, oh, it's just a coyote. But the believers are, it's not a coyote because the difference between a coyote and a chupacabra. Chupacabra does not eat the meat. The chupacabra doesn't gut it.
It just sucks the blood.
It sucks the blood out.
Okay.
If you've ever seen it, but the wild dogs and the coyotes with this disease, rip that shit to shreds and you don't notice it, don't worry.
Any kind of animal.
Yeah, any kind of animal that's fucking...
It's for flesh and not blood.
Yeah, not blood. So your chupacabra is a blood sucker.
Okay.
So it must have an iron deficiency.
That's kind of like the differential from like another, just any animal.
Any animal. And
Okay.
Some reports have gone as far as Maine. All the way to Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Here in the Southwest, everyone has seen a chupacabra. Go I go down the street and I knock on a door in front of him, like, oh, I've seen a chupacabra before.
Yeah.
Everyone believes in the chupacabra. As far down as Brazil, and as much as 2018, people have been saying they've been sighting chupacabras in India.
Oh, wow.
So this is not just
the Southwest. Continent, yeah. Well, the hemisphere.
This
yeah.
is not just the Southwest. I was always led to believe as a child this is the Southwest Mexico
yeah.
urban legend.
That's what I thought, too.
This is... He's global. He's a global superstar. He's
going global.
He's going global. Going after global. Goats. Yeah, hide your goats, baby.
What do they call it in India? You know?
I don't know.
Some crazy. I mean, obviously their own language. You
yeah,
know?
We're probably just like.
I was gonna try to mimic an Indian person, you know, but I'm not gonna. Not gonna butcher that.
We'll do Donald, but we won't do an Indian.
Yeah, you might have three viewers in India.
Yeah, you know? They're like, oh, piss fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I did
that
it.
That might piss you off. He did it.
Did you turn it off? Well, yeah, many people believe this, and I want to know how he got from Puerto Rico. I'm pretty sure a boat. I'm thinking boats.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this little thing can't swim.
Maybe it was, like, captured.
Maybe captured. Maybe secretly captured.
It's captured, and they want to take it back and be like, yo, look at this crazy experiment. Shit.
Yeah, because he has been spotted in Mexico, all over South America. So he does chill there, but he does go everywhere else. Like,
yeah.
He's a journeyman.
Instead of having like any powers or anything, or is there just an animal? He's just a bloodthirsty animal.
Just a bloodthirsty animal. Okay. That's all he wants. He doesn't look like people. Like he lures people in. He's not a vampire.
And it's like it's a single creature, or is it a pound? Like a.
I'm thinking if you're saying shit in India, it has to have spread.
Like
it has
like to some have kind of family.
Brand, at least bred a little bit enough to make a pack.
Or maybe just another, like, really deformed dog.
Yeah.
I mean, but the blood-sucking thing, that's the hard thing that's for me. That's the hard thing for me to justify just, anything. Yeah, yeah, just prove that's, it. Yeah,
nothing,
exactly.
Nothing, no one's had a sud blood but, like, us.
Yeah, period. I mean, hardly even us.
And we eat the meat. Like,
yeah.
I think it needs it. Probably has iron deficiency. That's why it's so gray. Always reported skinny. It probably needs it. Like, the blood's the most nutritious thing for it.
It's an actual vampire dog.
Yeah. Ooh. What if it is a vampire?
Vampire dog.
What if we just romanticize vampires, but really, when you get bit by a vampire, you turn into a goddamn midget.
You turn into a chupacabra?
a midget kangaroo.
The legend of Dracula came from the legend of chupacabra.
Yeah.
Except Dracula's is like 1600.
Yeah,
Chupacabra's 1995. Yeah. Okay.
He has some time. Or maybe he's laying dormant this whole time.
Maybe we're making our own theories, you know?
All sorts of theories. Why has it been dormant? Why hasn't it been making recitings? It's a government created thing.
Okay.
They're bucking around probably with DNA they don't know, splicing the DNA. The creature gets out.
I think maybe it was just like it happened so often that the sightings that they were just no one bothered to say anything like, oh, Jose got taken away by the chupacabra again. Yeah. They're like, fuck it. I mean,
they ate his goats.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
The thing is that they don't attack humans often unless you try to like, fight them.
Okay, so
he likes the lifestyle,
just goats and sheep,
goats,
and that kind of
cows,
stuff.
Okay. Horses,
okay,
anything that can cripple you financially.
That's after your well-being.
He goes for your wallet. He goes through the pocket chain. But yeah, I kind of believe he is a science experiment, alien or human made. People claim that the aliens brought him down to see.
Maybe
what
both, you know.
Yeah, maybe both. Stay tuned on that one.
I think it could have been like a science experiment gone wrong. Yeah. Trying to breed a superhuman, but they try to put like a.
And the U.S. government makes sense to do with Puerto Rico. You're not technically...
A man and a coyote, you know?
Yeah,
I mean? They got this fucking blood-sucking thing.
Yeah, or you're trying to mix the DNA of a dog and a bat.
Yeah, or something weird like that. Shit. Then...
And, like, you get this. Splash a kangaroo for...
For the hopping thing is weird, too. Yeah, that's a real weird one, but just, like, them being so short, like, 3 to 4 feet, you know, that's tallish.
Yeah.
Maximum.
Shorter than me.
Yeah, so...
It makes me think of a giant field mouse. You see a field mouse jump? Like across, that's what it makes me feel like. Yeah. It's not fast, but it's scary.
This is really tricky one.
Yeah, I gotta believe it's the government because you don't do it on the mainland. You do it somewhere that's still your territory, but who's really checking in on Puerto Rico? You can do experiment shit, you can do weird shit there. and probably no one's going to question
you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's just a science experiment probably gone horribly wrong, and it probably got out. Or they tried to dispose of it, and it didn't die.
Yeah.
And it's off on its own doing its thing.
I think it was like escaped creature, you know what I mean? Just because of like all the different types, like the hopping thing, the blood sucking thing, yeah, the hairless thing, looks like a dog, or whatever.
I can see them moving the projects around, so it probably didn't escape Puerto Rico. One's probably just there, and they retried again in Brazil or Mexico.
Yeah,
and
or maybe they like let one loose to see what it does.
Yeah. And experiment.
That's they already had it tagged, and then it fucking
took off and like, yeah. Fuck it, it's those problems.
Who knows?
Man. Yeah, this is one of the more scarier ones.
Like, yeah,
he hops around.
I definitely always heard about, you know, the chupacabra. Always my whole life. I always thought it was a Mexican thing.
Yeah, me too.
Just because, you know, of our Mexican heritage and stuff like that. Like,
we were mainly Mexican based population here.
Yeah, I mean, for us growing up, it's chupacabra, La Llorona, and watching Selena as a kid.
Yeah. And don't do two of those three things.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, I believe totally that he's a science experiment got wrong. He's not nature, because nature doesn't breed something just to drink blood.
Yeah.
Like, even a bat eats an insect. Like,
it doesn't, like, it definitely doesn't sound like biologically, you know, possible. It has to be some kind of, like,
Experiment, dude.
I definitely think, like, after you're saying all this stuff, I think it's some weird
mixture. Scary, and like it's more of a mammal mixed with a reptile, and I've never seen an animal like that. Have you?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So he's a weird guy.
It's a new breed of mythological creatures.
Yeah,
1995.
Yeah, 1995. Yeah, we were alive.
We're actually older than it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Like, usually we're like, well, back in 1997, yeah, back in 1975.
Yeah, back when I was 4 years old.
Back when my mom was three. Like, back when Plato was alive and I was not even thought of in my daddy's balls. 2,000
years ago, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
this is one of our miss.
Yeah.
Like, this is our generation.
So our generations, yeah, I guess.
So
yeah,
it's our responsibility to find him.
Yeah, and to keep it going.
And to keep it going, to keep this legend going. This is a fantastic legend. It's fantastic. I think he's true. I don't think... You think he's gone to India?
I don't know.
On a sabbatical?
I think that one might have been actual crazy dog.
Yeah, maybe crazy dog. Maybe.
Yeah, who knows what the hell's even in India, dude?
Yeah.
The fucking animals are there, you know?
India's huge.
They have like free roaming tigers and shit. You know what I mean? That's, you know?
Yeah, it's a great place to hide. You can get all the cows you want.
There's also a billion people there, so I mean, I don't know how much hiding you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, that's true. If you get all the cows you want.
If you go try to hide in a tree, there's a guy there already, and you're like, oh shit.
He's hiding.
This guy's already hiding. It's a billion people. That sounds insane to me, man.
Yeah, I think it sounds like it needs to have hot, like, you don't hear it be in, like, cold places.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, Maine was weird when, like...
Yeah, honestly. Maine. You said that, that's kind of one that...
Like, what the hell happens in
threw
Maine?
Threw it off, yeah. That's a little off the map.
The only thing I think of Maine is Stephen King books. Nothing happens in Maine.
Yeah, no, yeah, just lobsters.
Yeah, a lot of lobsters.
Lobsters and Stephen King.
Yeah, Stephen King and lobsters. A lobster named after Stephen King. That's what you guys are famous for. I'm sorry, Maine. I'm sorry to piss you off.
All right. Biggest question. Got it. What about Bigfoot?
I think Bigfoot and him probably crossed paths. If he's a traveling guy.
Yeah.
And we know Bigfoot likes to travel a little bit. Might have bumped into each other. Maybe he's like, hey, you should go vegan with me.
Yeah.
Like, because we know he likes to be vegan. He likes these little treats, his berries.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to eat these goats. You don't have to do what the man says.
Yeah.
Your creator. You can do something else.
Do what you want to do, man.
And he invites him in his home, and they're trying to get along. And one night, Bigfoot's sleeping. He feels something behind him. His chupacabra tried to suck his blood. And he's like, you know what? Get out.
I'm sick of this shit.
You come to my neck of the woods. Literally, get out of here. You go down south.
You into my house.
Yeah. And you disrespect me, get out of Oregon.
Yeah.
You go down to the south. You go terrorize them.
Say his ass packing up.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Go to Puerto Rico. Go to Mexico. Go to New Mexico. Go to Maine. Arizona. Yeah. Go to Maine. Yeah.
You know what? go the fuck to India.
Yeah, you go to India.
Go to Piggy. Yeah.
I don't care where you go. Yeah. Just don't be here with me, you blood-sucking bastard.
Oh, my God.
I think they just made a movie for Sci-Fi.
Yeah, honestly, that's how I'd watch it. Opening day, I'll be there. Yeah.
I just watched Alien Tornado. Don't buy anything. What do you think
about Bigfoot? I have a movie pitch. I think Bigfoot and El Chupacabra, you know? Mm-hmm. He might have had a different name, you know?
Yeah,
I
think that. My name would be Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt. You know, maybe Tommy Lee.
He's the drummer of all the that dancer secretly.
Yeah. I don't know why it was the first name I could think of, but maybe Tommy Lee and Bigfoot buds, you know. I think, you know, they probably didn't get along. I was kind of going around the same path as you, but yeah. I don't think he tried to attack him or anything. I think he just didn't gel. They kind of just weren't, you know, vibing together. You know,
sympathical.
Bigfoot's like this big dude, peaceful man. Yeah, you know, trying to eat berries and just try to stay the fuck away from everything.
I don't want to deal with these humans.
Yeah, and then El Chupacabra, you know, Tommy Lee, he just wants to fuck with goats. Yeah, you know, wants blood. He's bloodthirsty, man.
Yeah, you're on bloodthirsty.
Bigfoot's like, bro, try a berry.
He's like, no.
Try a berry one time.
He's like,
nah.
Berry.
Yeah,
what am I, a rabbit?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're buds before, not anymore. You know, that's why he was letting him do his own thing.
Yeah.
You know, Bigfoot stays up here in North America. Yeah. You know, Chupacabra works his way down, you know, away. You know.
He put a chalk on the map. Like,
yeah.
You go here, I'll go here.
Like, I wrote this line so I don't cross this
shit.
Yeah. And that was the American border.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, with Mexico. Yeah.
He made the border. Yeah. Forget what you learned in history, kids, about us going to war to take it. No. It was Bigfoot.
Bigfoot made the American-Mexican border.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I totally believe this one. You can't tell me that it's a wild dog if it
eats. Hopping.
Hopping, and it's. He's just drinking the blood.
Sucking blood out.
Now, if he was eating the flesh, then I'd be like, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, a wild dog coyote with his disease just rips everything to shreds.
Just punctures holes and...
Yeah, just puncture hole, guts
takes
it,
the, takes the,
it.
Yeah.
This guy, three little puncture holes. Yeah.
Blood gone.
Blood gone, like a surgical precision kind of
thing. It might be an alien now.
Ew, you're going alien route.
Well, I mean, just, we don't have animals.
Like an alien pet.
We don't really have animals that, like, suck blood, though. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of one right now, and I'm just...
I don't care. Like, everything eats.
I mean, even if we have a cut or something, it's kind of hard to suck blood out, you know, unless you're, like, gushing. You know what I mean? It's kind of... Yeah, it's like... I don't know. Yeah. It's alien. Alien pets. I think it's a good one. Yeah. It's an alien dog.
Alien pet or alien pest.
Oh.
What if it's like a parasite?
Yeah.
On one place and they just happen to be around, roaming around, like, oh shit, open the emergency door, kick it out.
Maybe it's one of the asteroids came landed, you know, an animal got close to it.
50s science.
Yeah, or it's a fucking rock movie.
Which one? Oh.
The dog. The flying.
Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage. Yeah, yeah.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah, I pledged to never watch it ever because it just looks terrible and it ruined the video game for me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but
I watched it and.
Yeah. Anyway, Chupacabra is probably a radioactive dog or an alien.
Dog or.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking, if you're going alien, I'm thinking pest. I'm thinking, like, it's like one of those things in space, like, you don't want to touch. And when it gets on board, it destroys your. Like, it's the horror monster of the week of a science fiction movie.
Al Chupacabra in space?
Yeah.
Did we just make a fucking another movie?
Sequel, sci-fi, call us. We got all the ideas. They're beautiful ideas.
Al Chupacabra in space.
Yeah.
I'm fucking mind blown.
We gotta go.
All I'm hearing is dollar signs.
In the end, she goes, suck this, bitch. It falls into space.
You see Tommy Lee. Yeah. Soundtrack by, you know, like
soundtrack by Motley
Crue. Yeah, Motley Crue.
He has played in the background all the time. Like the end, like the one's like just gearing up and shouting the devil.
Nicky Six is so down for this, dude. You can even produce it, you know, help us, you know.
Yeah, we can clean the script a little bit. It's rough right now.
But yeah.
Give us like a year and a half. We'll have it out on DVD.
We're better like, it's probably like go theaters. Straight to DVD.
Yeah. We're
$5 Walmart.
We're shooting for sci-fi. We're not shooting for the movie.
Yeah. Right? We're not shooting for a box office.
No, I just stopped dissing sci-fi. We're trying to get them to buy us. Like, nah, they got shit. They know they got shit. You're the guy to
okay. I feel great about this movie and this episode.
He's believable. He's going to be the next huge star.
A Chupacabra.
Move over zombies. Move over vampires.
A Chupacabra, the next Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of the spiritual world.
Yeah, yeah. The creature world.
The creature world. It's him. Bigfoot's like, I knew I hated that. Yeah. You're gonna take my stuff?
And on that note, Brad Pitt, you know. Yeah. The spiritual Brad Pitt of the monster world. I'm going to call this one an episode. Make sure you listen, subscribe, YouTube. Make sure you hit the little notification button somewhere right
ding.
Here.
Want to hear that ding, guys?
Midnight. Yeah. You got to watch that. Watch it in the morning. Mm-hmm.
Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Google, Breaker, even the minute little ones that no one listens to. Like,
yeah, all the little ones.
Yeah, we're there.
Honestly, I'm surprised they even had those, you know, but we're not
hating.
We're not complaining.
Yeah, play us.
If that's what you listen to us on.
Play us.
Show everybody. Yes. Share it.
Share it. Subscribe. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're there. We're hanging around. We like the comments. We like to read sometimes. Don't look like it, but we like to read. Look, we got a book.
You got a book?
By Randy John Jr. He's not the author. He's the guy that gave it to us.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the author.
Yeah, we don't know him personally, but his name is Tony Hillerman.
Yeah, he's the guy. All right.
What about Bigfoot?
What about Bigfoot? I'm Dude.
I'm Jay.
You guys stay classy. You guys stay cool.